This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
Do you love music? Then you need to visit Shearer's Music Works.
From aspiring guitarist to touring pianist, Shearer's caters to musicians of all chords. In store, you'll find an amazing range of instruments and print music, and if your instrument needs a tune-up, they have on-site repair and servicing. Shearer's Music Works on Anglesey Street, Hamilton. Your total music store.
Proud sponsor of the Back Porch Bluegrass Show on Free FM.
Another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith. This is the last show of 2023, and it's coming to you first aired on Boxing Day, the day after Christmas. I'll actually be away and out of the studio on that day, but I've pre-recorded the show by just a few days, so it's still sort of current. But I hope you're going to enjoy some of the selections I've got for you. I've sort of dug pretty deep into some of my things, playing some of my favourite artists. I'm playing quite a few instrumentals on today's show. Whether that's good news for you or not, I don't know, but we'll find out by the time we get to the end of the show. Stay with me. I hope you enjoyed your Christmas. I hope you had a good time, and hope you talked to some family members if you didn't have them nearby you, and just spent some relaxing time with people that you know and love. This time of the year, a lot of New Zealanders go away to the beach and may not be able to find the radio show from the usual sources, but I hope you can pick it up sometime and listen. In the meantime, the first thing we're going to kick it off with is one of my favourite songs from one of my favourite albums, Skaggs and Rice, just the two of them with the guitar and the mandolin, sometimes two guitars, and here they are doing the classic There's More Pretty Girls Than One. Let's hear it.
Girls than one, more pretty girls than one. Any old town that I ramble all around in, there's more pretty girls than one. Mama talked to me last night. She gave to me some good advice. She said, son, you ought to quit this old rambling all around and marry you sweet loving wife. There's more pretty girls than one, more pretty girls than one. Any old town that I ramble all around, and there's more pretty girls than one. Honey, look down that old lonesome road. Pretty head and cry, 'cause I'm thinking all about them pretty little gals and hoping that I'll never die. There's more pretty girls than one, more pretty girls than one. Any old town that I ramble all around in, there's more pretty girls than one. More pretty girls than one, more pretty girls than one. Any old town that I ramble all around in, there's more pretty girls than one.
Oh, isn't that a great version? Oh, they just play and sing so well together. And when that album came out, I remember listening to all the songs on it and thinking, what a treat. And friends pointed out that there wasn't a banjo in sight. And I said, still a great album. Really is. Oh, here we have Byron Berlin. And the album that this tune came from is Dad's Favourites. What a good way to do an album as of your dad's favourite fiddle tunes. And it's a straightforward tune that I learned in the very early days called Ragtime Annie. We used to do this with the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band. But Byron Berlin's playing fiddle, but on this one he's got three banjos. John Hartford playing the low banjo, Doug Dillard playing the middle banjo, and John Hickman playing the high banjo. He's got Dan Crary on guitar, Vince Guild playing some rhythm guitar, and Bill Plummer on the bass. And it's going to be a great version of this classic fiddle tune, Ragtime Annie.
Thank you.
That's the longest ending tag I've heard for a long time. That was Byron Berline playing Ragtime Annie there. Loved his variations. I bet your dad was pleased with that version. I'm not sure what I thought about the three banjos. Sounded amazing, really. Very disciplined of them. John Reichman and the Jaybirds are a lovely group to watch. I've been fortunate enough to see them play when I visited north of Sacramento at the Father's Day Grass Valley Festival, and they've been guests there a couple of times, and they always have a great following watching them play. Nick Hornbuckle on banjo, Jim Nunnally on guitar, Greg Spatz on fiddle, Trisha Gagnon on bass, and John Reichman on mandolin. And they choose some wonderful stuff. They're slightly more folky than bluegrassy in lots of ways, partly because Nick Hornbuckle uses a two-finger style on banjo, and it just gives it a slightly different sound. But the song I've selected from them, I've played on this show several times before, and I just love it. It's a popular song of the Civil War era, written in 1864 by two Englishmen. And their version comes from the singing of Eleazar Tillett and Martha Etheridge, and collected in a field recording. I found an old version of the song in a songbook, and it's evident that there's been a whole lot of work done on the arrangement of the song, because it didn't sound much like the one I found in the songbook. But it's a real pretty song called Her Bright Smile Haunts Me Still. Here's John Reichman and the Jaybirds.
It's been years since last we met. We may never meet again. I have struggled to forget, but the struggle was in vain. For her voice lives on the breeze, and her spirit comes at will. In the midnight on the sea, bright smile haunts me still. In the midnight on the seas, her bright smile haunts me still. And I have saved falling sky, and I have charted hazards path. I have seen the storm arise like a giant in his wrath. Every danger I have known that a reckless life can fill. Is now flown, her bright smile haunts me still. Though her presence is now flown, her bright smile haunts me still. Thank you.
gaze upon the deep. Her form still greets my sight, while the stars their vigil keep. When I close my aching eyes, sweet dreams my memory fill. And from sleep when I arise, her bright smile haunts me still. And from sleep when I arrive, her bright smile haunts me still.
Such a pretty arrangement of that song, and it's quite unique in the fact that they're doing a lot of unison singing in it, and the two voices sound really nice together. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. This is our Boxing Day program, and it might be a little bit different, but I'm doing my usual delve into the shelves of CDs and LPs to find things that I'd like to play to you. The Country Gentlemen were the group that showed a lot of people that you can get songs from a whole bunch of different sources and turn them into bluegrass songs, and they were very adept at doing that. And one of the songs that they did, or one of the songwriters that they did that for, was Gordon Lightfoot, who wrote some wonderful sort of folky songs that really worked well with bluegrass style, and the Country Gentlemen did many of them. And from an album of theirs, I've selected one called Redwood Hill, and this is written by Gordon Lightfoot. And playing on this one, we've got one of the combinations of Country Gentlemen that I did like a lot. Charlie Waller on guitar and vocals, Bill Emerson on banjo and vocals, Bill Yates on bass and vocals, Dawn Lawson on mandolin and vocals. That was from about 1972 onwards for a few years, and I really enjoyed that combination. That was a combination they did when they did that really great gospel album. But here they are doing Gordon Lightfoot's song Redwood Hill.
She would not be still. I'll not
Country Gentleman doing Redwood Hill, and there was a Dobro sneaked in there too that wasn't listed on the credits. Could have been all sorts of people. Probably Jerry Douglas, I'd say, because I was starting to use him about that time too. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and it's our Boxing Day show. We're sponsored by Shearer's Music Works, and if you need any late Christmas presents, dash into Shearer's Music Works. Wonderful place to buy presents for anybody, from new picks for their guitar to sets of strings to straps or stands so that they can put their guitar up by their bedside and practice in the middle of the night if they can't sleep, to brand new instruments from Martins to Courts, from Deerings to whatever range of banjos they have in stock at present. They've got all sorts of stuff. The people there are very helpful, and they'd love to help you choose an instrument that's going to bring out the best of your music playing. Thanks, Shearers, for sponsoring Back Porch Bluegrass. This show comes to you from Free FM 89.0, independent community media in Hamilton, New Zealand. And I've been a resident of Hamilton, New Zealand, for most of my life, apart for a few years overseas, and a great place to live. And I've enjoyed playing bluegrass music here too from the mid-1960s, and have accumulated a collection of CDs and albums, LPs, a few cassettes along the way. Oh, they were a good idea, weren't they? Not. We just love the music, and so I'm taking this opportunity to play you selections from my collections. Selections from my collections. That sounds good if you say it quickly, doesn't it? And so you're getting a special Boxing Day show there that I hope you're enjoying. We're going to hear Jerry Douglas now. He's a great picker and picks more notes on his Dobro than I've got on all three of my Dobros put together. It's a tune, Cincinnati Rag. Jerry Douglas playing Dobro. David Palmley playing guitar. Baylor Fleck is playing the banjo. Buck White the mandolin. Mark Schatz on bass. And this comes from the Fluxedo album released in 1982. And it's some real hot picking. And it's called Cincinnati Rag. And it sounds like this. They have to be to play like that. That is just absolutely frantic. So many good notes in there. It's not often you hear Buck White play mandolin like that. It's more like Sam Bush plays. And Buck White is usually known for his very gentle music that he plays with the Whites, or he is to be anyway. But what a great track. Cincinnati Rag by Jerry Douglas. First bluegrass album that Alan Rhodes and I ever got was Flat & Scruggs Live at Carnegie Hall. And it came out, it was recorded late 1962, came out in 1963. We got a copy of the album in 1965, and we just couldn't believe our ears to hear that there was music with banjo in it and singing like that and fiddle, and we just thought it was wonderful stuff. The whole concert they did at Carnegie Hall was reissued as a CD much later, probably in the early 90s. What's the date? 1998. It was reissued. 32 tracks on it this time. But I've still selected one of the old familiar tracks from the LP, and I'm going to play it for you. It's a bluegrass standard, but Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs have a rather more gentle version than a lot of the performances of the song I Wonder Where You Are Tonight. Lester Flatt, Earl Scruggs and the Foggy Mountain Boys.
Now tonight I'm sad, my heart is weary. I'm wondering if I'm wrong or right to dream about you though you left me. I wonder where you are tonight.
The rain is cold and slowly falling upon my window pane tonight. And though your love was even colder, I wonder where you are tonight.
Often said you cared, but now you're going to find another, someone who knows the love I share.
The rain is cold and slowly falling upon my windowpane tonight. And though your love was even colder, I wonder where you are tonight.
Tried to smile with all my might, but you could see the pain within me that lingers in my heart tonight.
The rain is cold and slowly falling upon my windowpane tonight. And though your love is even colder, I wonder where you are tonight.
It was great to hear that music. The photos of that concert show them with just two microphones, and that was the way they regularly performed with their TV show, Martha White Show, and whether if that's how they recorded it, it must have been like that. Whether they had must have had a mic on the bass and maybe a low-down mic for the guitars. Billy Powers was playing the second guitars. Buck Graves was playing the dobro. Paul Warren was playing that classic fiddle, and he does wonderful kickoffs. Such a great song. Lester Flatt, Earl Scruggs. Big influence on my life, I tell you. Well, in March 2024, we've got a visitor coming to Hamilton, George Jackson. Last time he was here, he was playing fiddle with Missy Raines and her great band. But he's coming this time with Brad Kolodner, a clawhammer banjo stylist, and George plays great banjo himself, but he's a fiddle player mostly these days. On this album called Observations, he's playing his more contemporary style of music. He's got Jake Stargill on guitar, Dave Goldenberg on mandolin, and Andrew Small on double bass. And Andrew Small will be touring the country in February, I think it is. We're getting lots of people out here nowadays, and it's going to sound good. Anyway, George Jackson's a great fiddle player, so listen up to this show to find out where he is playing. It might be a place near you, and if you can, go and see him. He's a New Zealander originally. Both his parents played fiddle, so he ended up being a fiddle player. What a surprise. Spent most of his life in Australia, but now he's based in the USA and doing a lot of good work over there. Here's George Jackson playing an appropriate tune for someone who lives down the south end of the South Pacific Ocean. The tune's called South. Sure what happened there, but it just cut out, so we'll just get a short version of that, and I'll try and find out what's going wrong with that CD for you, because it's an interesting tune, and he plays in an interesting way. Well, we're back to some more classic bluegrass. Dawn Lawson has got to be one of my all-time favourites. I've seen him play several times, thoroughly enjoyed it every time he's played. And he just does such a superb job. Disciplined band, great singing. And here he is from the album I Heard the Angel Singing, doing the song written by Carl Jackson called Little Mountain Church House. And it sounds like this.
Church in my thoughts of yesterday, where friends and family gathered for the Lord. There an old-fashioned preacher taught the straight and narrow way for what few corns a congregation could afford. Dressed in all our Sunday best, we sat on pews of solid oak, and I remember how our voices filled the air. Our karma sounded like an angel on those high soprano notes. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. Looking back now, that little mountain church house has become my life's cornerstone. It was there in that little mountain church house I first heard the word to base my life upon. At the all-day Sunday singing and dinner on the ground, many were the souls that were revived. While the brothers and the sisters who'd gone on to glory land slept in peace in the maple grove nearby. Looking back now, that little mountain church house has
become my life's cornerstone. It was there in that little mountain church house I first heard the word to base my life upon. Looking back now, that little mountain church house has become my life's cornerstone. It was there in that little mountain church house I first heard the word to base my life upon. I first heard the word to base my life upon.
Oh, what a great song that surely is. Dore Lawson Quicksilver, Little Mountain Church House. Well, back in the early days of the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band, we soon realised that we were perfectly capable of writing our own material, and we started with a few instrumentals and the odd song crept in, and at times we were quite an inventive bunch, particularly the original mandolin player, David Calder. He had a great ear for music. He was the one that worked out most of our harmonies and told us what to do, and we all contributed to arrangements, but Dave was particularly sharp, and he wrote this tune called The Sideways Shuffle, and it's a wonderful mandolin tune, and we all get a few notes in here. David Calder's playing mandolin, Paul Trenwith, that's me, playing banjo, Alan Rhodes playing the guitar, Lindsay Bodoni is playing the bass, and Colleen Bain, as she was then, to become Colleen Trenwith, playing the fiddle, and we did this version of Sideways Shuffle. Listen up to the ending, because we did have a rather strange sense of humour, and it's worth hearing the ending. I'm not sure that we could pull it off these days. Here's The Sideways Shuffle. Told you to listen up to the ending. Hope you enjoyed that. That was The Sideways Shuffle, and the man doing those lovely dobro transitions into the different chord groups was Leonard Cohen, our dobro player. And I forgot to mention him at the start of the song. That was The Sideways Shuffle. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass with me, your host, Paul Trenwith, for our special Boxing Day program. I'd like a big shout out to all the people listening on the access radio stations right throughout New Zealand and Canada, and the radio stations in the USA like Bluegrass Planet Radio and even the Southern Branch Bluegrass and Gospel Show. Hi, people. Hope you managed to tune in all right in this Christmas period to catch Back Porch Bluegrass. We have a lot of people listening on podcasts as well. I really appreciate the fact that you find somewhere to get Back Porch Bluegrass, maybe from Podbean or Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Free FM, even our own website has got a whole bunch of shows stored up there that you can access anytime. And maybe that's why it's called Access Radio. And Free FM, Spotify, all sorts of places you can get this as a podcast. So I hope you can download it and listen while you're relaxing in these holidays. And if you have to go to work, maybe you can sneak a listen even while you're at work. Well, talking about mandolin tunes, let's do another mandolin tune. This is Frank Wakefield with a tune called Sleepy Eyed John. It's got great words in this. We do this with the Trenwiths. It's part of our hoedown music. But here, Frank Wakefield has got the guys from the band Country Cooking, Kenny Kosek on fiddle, Tony Trischka on banjo, Peter Wernick on banjo, John Miller on bass, Russ Barenberg on guitar. This track came out in 1972 on the Frank Wakefield album, just called Frank Wakefield. And it's a wonderful version of the old tune, Sleepy Eyed John. A very sharp ending there on the guys, and all that quiet bit in the middle was all intentional, and that was just the approach that Frank Wakefield often took with his tunes, and lots of energy in it. But that was Sleepy Eyed John, one of the bands that I really used to love and still do. Seldom Seen did a fine job of a gospel album way back in 1978. Seldom Seen on this album, Ben Eldridge on banjo, John Starling played guitar on some of them, Phil Rosenthal replaced John Starling, but Phil played on some of them too, Mike Aldridge on dobro, John Duffy on mandolin, and Tom Gray on bass, and they put together some great tracks, and I'm going to play one from one of our favourite singers, Mac Wiseman, By the Side of the Road.
There are people who would rather live in mansions, people who would rather live abroad, people who would trade God's promise for the glories to hold. Now there are people who would rather live in splendor and brag about the silver and the gold. But I'd rather have my little log cabin by the side of the road. I'd rather live by the side of the road, try to point souls to the best abode, than to be a king or a millionaire and live in mansions in bright array. I'd rather do a neighborly deed for a traveler here or a friend in need. I'd rather live by the side of the road and help some pilgrim along life's way. Have a cabin by the roadside where the pilgrimage of man is passing by. Help to point some soul to Jesus in that city on high. Every day I want to help to scatter roses. Every night I want my lamp to shine abroad with the welcome from a little bay window by the side of the road. I'd rather live by the side of the road, try to point soul to the blessed abode, and to be a king or a millionaire and live in mansions in bright array. I'd rather do a neighborly deed for a traveler here or a friend in need. I'd rather live by the side of the road and help some people long life's away. And to be a king or a millionaire and live in mansions in bright array. I'd rather do a neighborly deed for a traveler here or a friend in need. I'd rather live by the side of the road and help some pilgrim along life's way. And help some pilgrim along life's way.
Oh, that's just a lovely version of that song. I remember hearing the original version by Mac Wiseman and always liked the song, but seldom seen just blew me away. Well, we're getting near the end of the show. I'd like to play a track from another one of my favourite groups, the Osborne Brothers. And this is from the Up to Date and Down to Earth album. It's on LP, so it might sound a little bit scratchy, as some of my LPs do. They get no marks whatsoever for the title of the song. It's very bad grammatically. Where Does the Good Times Go? But it's a Buck Owens song, so it must be good. And The Osmonds were very good with Buck Owens songs. It'd sound funny if you said, where do the good times go? But maybe you could make it work. But here's the Osborne Brothers. Let's have a listen to them.
Arms that used to hold me tight, eyes that shone with love so bright, now have changed my day to night. Where does the good times go? Love now are cold beneath my touch. Still I love you oh so much. Where does the good times go?
Osborne Brothers, and I do believe that that was either Ronnie Reno or Dale Sledd singing the lead line there. Well, we've come to the end of Back Porch Bluegrass, not only for this show, but for 2023. And the traditional way to do things is to have Auld Lang Syne played, and I looked around for a good version, and I decided to play it on my old banjo, my recently reacquired RB100 that I got back from the man that bought it from me in 1970, and I've got it back now and it's all fixed up and ready to go. So I'll end this Back Porch Bluegrass with a version of Auld Lang Syne, me sitting there playing it on banjo. Hope you enjoy it. Bye. Thank you.
episodes, use the accessmedia.nz app for iOS and Android devices, or subscribe to this podcast via Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Apple Podcasts. This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.